Let's bow our head and pray first. Lord God, please reveal who you are to us this morning. May your grace be upon me to speak so that we gain a greater knowledge of you in our heart. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Exciting, right? Today is the last day of 2015, and 2 days from now, we will be having our annual corporate 21-day prayer and fasting. Yeah. We've heard quite a lot about fasting recently in our sermon, so 2 sermons on fasting. But remember, it's prayer and fasting. So I think it would be a good timing to do the first things first, which is pray. Actually, I think yesterday Kenny mentioned like there's a heading of the message. I think if I had one, the mini one, it would be first things first or some form of prayer 101. So, let's hear a little bit of Bible says about prayer. So let's turn to Luke 11, verse 1 to 4. Verse 1. It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciple." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.'" Before reading this, even knowing this Lord's Prayer for some time, for me, I always have a list of things to pray for. And these are not necessarily bad things, actually. I think these are very good things. So I could be like praying for my family's salvation, or I could be praying for the sick, or people in need, and sometimes myself too. But if we look at what the first say here, to me it seems like there's only like one thing it talks about asking for things, which is like verse 3, give us each day our daily bread. So there's only one element of prayer here out of these 4 verses, talks about asking God for things. So there's, just thinking about it, there's actually a lot more to asking for things. And as I thought about it a bit more, when I pray for my family for salvation and looking at how I have been for the past year or so at church, working at church, it seems to me that I haven't really been a good light at all. Not able to spend time with them because Saturday, Sundays are outreach or working at church, or even like on weekdays evening, it could be outreach, right? Because we go on outreach when people, volunteers are free and able to meet. So just thinking about it and just looking at how my family's doing, I think they really don't like church because I don't spend much time with them at all. And so as I reflected on this, I think maybe like something God needs to change in me so that I could really be more of a light to my family or friends as well, rather than just pray for their salvation when I can't even really be a light. So, anyway, that's one aspect of it. I was reminded as I was thinking about this prayer and EMP since yesterday. As I read up a bit more about prayer, One of the things I notice is that for people who are mature in prayer or have a mature Christians, they don't tend to necessarily ask for many things. I'm not talking like about Mother Teresa, who you might have heard that when someone asks Mother Teresa, what do you say when you're in prayer? Mother Teresa say, "I listen." And then someone else asks her, "So what does God say to you?" "She listens to," or "He listens to." So I'm not talking about this high-level things which I don't quite understand or get it. But if we look back at this verse, when Jesus' disciple asked Jesus about how to pray, it's clearly something must be quite different from Jesus' prayer life that they're quite interested to know, because I'm sure the disciples read the Bible in that time, so I guess the Torah, Pentateuch, and they know the prayer of David, of Isaiah, of Elijah, all these prophets and people, right? So they know how to pray, but then they still ask Jesus. So it must be something quite different. And if we look at these verses, let's say, begin with, "Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." And then the next sections, it could be, "Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not in temptation." You could split it into two areas. One side, the first two, yeah, pretty much just first two, would be about God, or, and then the others, like first three to four, is about us. And as I was reading about different aspects of prayer, it seems that these first part, "Our Father, your name, your kingdom come, your will," would be crucial that if our life are realigned to, firstly, the Father, to His name, to His kingdom, to His will, and then for us, the benefits comes. The benefits like He gives us, He forgives us, He leads us. So these results will be there. And when we align ourselves to our Father, so I think it could mean something like we see God as our Father, a good Father, a close relationship, so we don't feel like we're praying to a tyrant or an angry person, but a loving Father, aligned to His name. So, well, we know that there's many names for God. So He's a provider. He's the Almighty, He's creator of heaven and earth. He's a shield and strength. So we can think about who God is to us, His name. And similarly for His kingdom, like reign in us and His will. What are His will? And what's our will? And how different that is? And if that can be aligned, then it's not only like all these things are aligned, then He will give us. I think God is so good, so generous, that He'll give us things anyway. But when He gives, if our heart is not at the right place, we cannot receive. Or maybe we receive, but maybe just a tiny fraction of the big things, all the things that He gives us. And I mean, we know that God has forgiven us ever since Jesus has died for us, that He's forgiven us for our past, present, and future. But we might not recognize or know it yet. So similarly, He leads us, guides us. But if we don't align ourselves, our heart, our will to Him, we may not be able to listen and follow Him. Or even if He showed to us, we might just be disobedient. So I would say that, from my list of prayer needs of, do this, pray for this good thing, pray for that good thing to happen, maybe as I'm reflecting upon for myself, the first thing is really to align who God is to me, align my will to God's will, and really know who God is. So, how do we do this? How do we do this, yeah? And I've been thinking a little bit, and that would really help to deepen the relationship with God. So I'll, maybe for me, this coming fast, I might change my list of good things to, first of all, maybe ask for God Himself. Ask for God Himself. So for His will and my will to be aligned for all major and minor things, the second thing could be ask for experience God. Ask for God to reveal Himself so that I experience Him every day. And as I experience God, I mean, I've heard some of the people in the IP team talk about when they pray, they experience God, and sometimes like there's open heaven. And when they say open heaven, I say, open heaven, what's that? I got no idea. But they say it's just another level of experienced God and God's presence. I guess we could pray for things like that. And in terms of experienced God, for me, maybe one of the simpler ways, or often ways to experience God, is through outreach, where I go out to go outside my comfort zone and meet people and see God loving people, or just use me to be a vessel for His love. So in some way, I feel I experience God that way. Experience God could be also through knowledge. So like, I guess sometimes when we pray, or I pray, I don't really hear anything. And what do you do when you're not sensitive to God? Well, then the obvious thing is look at where God revealed Himself, and that's in the Bible. So I have done just read the Bible and ask God, this is the Bible verse. Is there anything you want to tell me specifically about me on this Bible verse? Am I the doer of the word? Is there a certain aspect of the life that I'm not living or applying these Bible verse? I'm sure there's so many, but maybe just small things at a time, just one set of time to show me, impress on me. Is there like certain aspects of it that you want me to work on at this season? And I guess one... we've got a little bit of time. So one thing we could, the other thing I could think about to pray for is about renewing our heart for God. We know from Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. If our heart is not at the right place, we cannot receive God's blessing, we cannot listen to God, we can be so far or disobedient to God. So I think this would be a good area to pray for as well. Pray for our own hearts, so that it's guarded and protected, and it will be at the right place for God to minister to us, to correct us, to rebuke us, to to lead us and guide us, many things, right? And when I was thinking about that, Psalm 51 come into my mind. Psalm 51 is, I think is quite well known for repentance. That's when David wrote the psalm, or at least some scholars say so, that he wrote the psalm after he sinned with Bathsheba. It talks about, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I used to pray this prayer after I sin and want repentance. But then as I think about it a bit more, maybe not only after I sin, maybe every day I do need a renewed heart from God so that I'm at the right place for Him to work in me and work through me. And that would be a good place to also experience Him and a heart for Him. So, just to sum it up, in this coming prayer and fasting season, prayer is really important. And my relationship and pride and with God is really should be the top priority, even though there might be a list of many good things that you want to pray for. Let's bow our head to just pray to God and spend time in prayer, in communion with God, as Janella plays some music. Maybe just pray first and see what God wants you to pray over for this coming season in prayer and fasting. Maybe just a few minutes before Janella actually starts singing and things. So let's bow our head and see what God wants to speak to us in.
Belongs to you. Belongs to you. Be alone.
thank you, God. Thank you that you are so good to us. You don't want us to worry about all the things that we need. You reminded us that. Yeah, I think Kenny said it yesterday as well in his preaching. But first, seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. If we seek you first, we seek your will into our lives, all the things that we need, and even the things that are way beyond our needs, God would want to bless us with. Let's seek his face in this coming season of prayer and fasting. Let's seek his heart. Let's know what his heartbeat is. Let's ask him for his kingdom, the open heavens, to be on earth with us, so that we experience him and we taste the sweetness of his heart for us, and that we will be eager to want to spend time with him, want to pray. And as we know his heartbeat, we love him more. We don't want to hurt him. We don't want to sin against him. I know that you don't want to hurt your loved ones. You don't want to hurt your father, mother. You don't want to hurt your children. You don't want to sin against God because of your love for him. So Lord God, we thank you for all these things that you want to provide for us. But first we seek you. Help us to seek you. Help us to ask for you. The greatest thing, the greatest gift we could ever receive is you, God himself. Thank you, Lord. Let's turn to a call for prayer. In case some of you can't read this, there's been an update. And Isabella Heath's mum, she was on the salvation list, but recently there's an update that she's got acute leukemia and maybe just a few months left, final stage. So let's pray for her, stand with her, stand with our community, pour our love for her, as well as anyone else you see on the list that God's moving your heart to. Pray for those who are ill and need salvation. Yeah, I know we want to pray for all these people. I feel like also pray for not only the relationship with God to receive Jesus, but also their relatives and family here too, that they also have a deeper relationship with God, that they will be the lights that they want to be, to draw them near to Jesus, to know Jesus as well. weeks, we also contend for those who have other infirmities. Wow, the list is so long. You could barely read the name. So, yeah, let's pray for God to heal and touch every one of them, especially in this coming season of prayer and fasting, that God will really cut this down, this list, to zero. Really just heal everyone in the community. Next, we also want to pray for those who are in need of God's provision in jobs and directions in life. Yeah, let's also pray for a deeper relationship with God too, as they seek job, that God's will for them will be aligned to their own will. We also want to pray for our workers and families in the mission field. So let's pray for Grace for Bloom in Cambodia, also Peace Sophia in Japan. Yes, also let's pray for our IP team, The Well and Cascade, for these teams to really encounter God, experience God, close to God, so that God can work through them to touch many lives through SP. I also want to pray for Alpha too, that maybe in February the new Alpha season at SP would start. So let's pray for God's timing, pray for the team members, unity and protection too. Also lift up a Noah's Ark teacher, SP youth leader, SPU, and also particularly for this prayer and fasting season, that the children would also get close to God and be led to fast something, to give up the temporal pleasure of this world for the extreme pleasure of knowing God. Pray for our future generation as well. Today there's SP Light Outreach in Wan Chai. Even though we're not meeting or doing home visit with our homie tonight, I think the family also want to know God and want to be close to God. Let's pray for the families we're not visiting this Thursday, today, but that they will also encounter God, and pray for covering as well for sons and daughters doing outreach tonight as well. Even though house church is on a break, let's pray for the leaders and pray for all those who are still on holiday or not meeting, that you too will be prepared for the fast and ready to encounter God in this coming prayer and fasting seasons, and pray for a new season for them in 2016. Lord God, we want to thank you for the privilege of being a kingdom of priests, where we could meet you where we are, that you'll come down to meet us as our perfect, good Father, that we could share all our burdens, ask for many things, but there's only one thing you really need, is you. Thank you for this reminder. Lord God, as we prepare or finish this year today, Lord God, we ask that you to continue to be revealed, to be with us and reveal yourself to us, so that we can know you more and love you more. So thank you, Lord, for this special year, and we expect greater things next year with you and from you as well. In Jesus' name now we pray. Amen.